I have 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I would like to state Taney County Courthouse and Judicial Facilities will be closed this Friday for Harry S. Truman's birthday. First order of business we have this morning is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 487493 through 487537, warrants number 8825 through 8826, and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for April 28th, 2026.
Move to approve regular session meeting minutes from April 28th, 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our letter of support for developmental connections for the MHDC, which is the Missouri Housing Development Commission.
To come from you only, or do you want to come from all of us?
I just seen this that it had just me. I would rather it come from all of us. So if we can get it reprinted on letterhead that has all three signatures, so.
I'm good with that. Shane, you good?
Yes.
Move to approve the letter of support for developmental connections with corrections.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the agreement for repair and maintenance of the EPM computerized temperature control system. This is file number 26-051M for maintenance. With us this morning, we have Mr. Scott Terpney.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. This is one that we have done the notice of intent to declare a single source provider for that for the EPM. Do you have anything to add for this, Scott?
No, sir. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Do you have your statement?
I don't have a statement. This is one that this is the agreement for the sole.
Well, we've already done.
Yeah, we've already done the intent for the sole source. Gotcha. We did that about 3 weeks ago, okay. And this is just the agreement. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated April 29th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for repair and maintenance of EPM computerized temperature control system by and between EPM Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Scott.
Next, we have our contract for the Thunder Road realignment and culvert materials. This is for the flap number 073. With us this morning, representative from Great River Engineering, Ms. Claire Lakin, along with our Taney County Golden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. The approval we have here is contingent upon the contractor signing. Is that correct, Claire?
Yes, that's correct.
We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated April 29th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. You want to just give us a quick recap of this, Claire?
Yes, so this is for the Thunder Road realignment and bridge project, or culvert project. The contractor's bid price was $275,000, and none of that will come from the county's budget. The county's match will come in the form of work by local forces, so just the crews doing their work out there.
Okay. This will need to be signed by all three of us as well.
The, Claire, do you mind stating for the record the contractor?
Yes, it is Capital Paving.
You guys have any questions?
I have none.
Do not.
Move to approve the contract for Thunder Road realignment and culvert materials by and between Capital Paving and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have court orders, personal property abatements, and add-on report. Joining us this morning from Taney County Assessor's Office, we have Ms. Margaret Salgado, along with Taney County Assessor, Mr. Davey Wilson.
Good morning.
Good morning. Start off the first one, and I have in my book is for erroneous assessment.
I went over that. It was labeled incorrectly. It should have been clerical error, but we're going to just leave it as it is now.
As erroneous assessment?
Okay.
Label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated May 5th, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next two we have are for clerical error. It would be abatement numbers 215-119 and 215-123. You want to get a recap on those?
Let me make sure I get the right numbers here.
One was combined, the other one was what we talked about last week.
Correct. Was the explosion. The motel that had the explosion.
Correct.
I'm trying to remember why. Like, nobody can stay there.
No, but last week we...
Last week was for the waiver.
This given is the actual abatement. Okay.
Yeah. We were given the collector the authority last week, and then this week is the abatement. So, okay. Is everybody clear with those? Good with them?
Yep. You guys good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Label Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B with today's date of May 5th, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the real estate paid abatements. First one is market rate to production rate.
Correct. Same as the second. 215-118. This market rate to ag rate.
Okay.
And then the next two, 120 and 121, are refund abatements, as the parcel should have been exempt.
And then the last one, was it it was billed to the wrong owner?
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions?
Nope. Label Exhibit C. Move to approve Exhibit C with today's date of May 5th, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And then lastly, we have the personal property paid abatements. This was on the boat motor.
Wait. He sent us pictures.
Perfect. Yep. Got an inboard in.
Perfect. That's it.
Yep. That's all we asked for, so clarification, because, I mean, that's one that could go either way. That was a single-year deal by that manufacturer.
We did some research and found out that they discontinued
it's
that.
It's actually like a tri-tune. It's got three on it at the bottom.
All the tri-tunes, I think, after that year are all outboard. I think that was one of the last years they did inboard.
Huh.
So, yeah, that was...
Verification.
Yeah, so did you... Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
No problem.
The girls also were like, well, we did research too because we wanted to make sure before we actually put the alignment
in.
Yeah, no,
that's fine.
I was like, well, good. Yep. What you're supposed to do.
Label Exhibit D. Move to approve Exhibit D with today's date of May 5th, 2026.
Second.
Have motion. Second. Is there any discussion?
No discussion.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sorry, guys. Come here.
Do you guys need some water?
I have one here available. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for a time clock roundtable at 9:15. I have 9:12 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.